by our Pro Stock champion, Alex Laughlin, driver of the Gas Monkey Energy Chevrolet Camaro. His last win came in St. Louis 2016, and this is his second career win. Defeated Bo Butner during his first career win, who he also beat today. In the final round, Alex recorded a perfect reaction time, which in drag racing is a very difficult feat because the car has to be physically moving before the green light comes on. It is a nearly impossible thing to time, and yet you were perfect in the final round. So let's start at the end of the day and do that. You were obviously being aggressive. Were you being that aggressive?
You know, after the semifinals, when I was 12 on the tree, for the first time in my life, I thought that we needed to actually slow the pedal down a little bit because I've struggled forever on the tree. And I, you know, I always swore, I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, I can see the light just like everybody else sees it. Something else isn't working. And we've made one change after another and incrementally got better every time. And after this last couple of changes we made coming into this weekend, I knew the first time that that I let the clutch out that we were onto something. And, you know, like I said, being 12 on the tree in the semifinals, I was nervous about going red, but because I knew I'd be a little more amped up than I was before, and that was cutting it close for sure. We did what we had to do.
Statistically, Pro Stock is the most difficult category to win in the NHRA. There's been less than 70 people since 1970 who have actually won the class. You're in the book already, but now you become a repeat winner. Does it validate you a little bit more that, you know, this wasn't a fluke that I can really do this?
Absolutely. You know, and we didn't really have anything handed to us. We had some really good matchups all day. You know, I was nervous about going up against Jeggy. Second round, you know, his car's been running great. He's number one qualifier this weekend, and we both he was 30 on the tree to my 32, and it was going to be a real good drag race, and his car ended up shaking, and so I got the win over him. And you know, ultimately, as far as all four of us feel between me, Vincent, Erica, and Jake, you know, if one of us beats the other, we would much rather lose to each other than somebody else.
In terms of emotions today, kind of a double question for you. Emotions racing against Tanner Gray. Obviously, we know what happened in Houston. Everything boiled over down there. It was a great kind of gunfight at the starting line, so I want you to speak to that. And then you got a little choked up in the winner's circle when you started talking about your dad. So also, let's talk about that as well.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I had a point to prove. To go up there and be good on the tree against him, even though he was one red, just, you know, to still cut a good light against him just proves to the rest of them that there was something wrong with the car, and that that the guys at Elite have found it and we fixed it, and is, you know, we have a fast car now. I've always had a fast car, and now we have a competitive car on the starting line. So I came into this weekend with the confidence to win. I actually believed that we would win this race, and we did. So, and then the fact that it's Father's Day, you know, my dad is as passionate about this as I am. You know, he absolutely loves it, and to be able to give back to him is awesome.
You mentioned you were a little nervous in the second round there with that Jay, but the first round you had the local guy here, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you talk about that first one with him there? You guys were kind of both taking your time and getting into the second light there.
So I remember, I guess it was 2015 when AJ and Larry Morgan had that burn down, and I'd been going in second all weekend in qualifying, and I wanted to continue that. I knew that, I remembered AJ saying that after he lost to Larry after that burn down, that he would never go in second again, and I wanted to see if he really meant it.
And just to reference what Alex is talking about, the staging system in drag racing, when both cars are sitting with the top bulb on, there is no regulation to how long they can sit there for. They can, in theory, sit there until the gas tanks ran out. So there can be tests of wills where one driver feels as though there's an advantage to be the second person to stage, and if both drivers have that in their mind, they can literally sit there until they run out of fuel or until the chief star directs them into the beams. In typical fashion, the starter will let them sit there for as long as they want. Obviously, it builds a lot of tension in the grandstand. I can imagine in the cockpit, it's about the same.
Absolutely. It starts to make your mind wander a little bit. You're not quite as focused on the tree as you would be because you're sitting there thinking the whole time, like, we have been sitting here for a while. the engines are getting hot, we are burning fuel, you know, at what point do you finally make the move to go in? And with all these other thoughts, you're not completely focused on the drag race at hand. But I can guarantee you that we were both thinking it, so it was still an equal playing field.
How tough is it being a part-time and having to come back here for an event that's really hard with the weather conditions?
That's an awesome question. It is extremely difficult because as these races go on and on, the guys that go to all of them keep advancing, learning new technology, what works right, and their cars are dialed in perfectly. For us, when we show up to a race, it takes us the first couple of qualifying rounds to even figure out the tune-up. So we're behind the eight ball when we show up. By the third or fourth round of qualifying, or even the first round of eliminations, we finally feel like we kind of have a handle on the car, but our confidence isn't completely there. So the guys at Elite, they still go to all the races. It does help that they still get to advance with this technology race to race and carry it on to our car, but it's still not the same as it would be if our car was there every single time. So it's definitely hard. We take a couple races off and we get behind the eight ball again, and when we show up, it's just doing the same thing again. Couple rounds of qualifying to get it figured out again and hopefully be ready for E1.
You earn more opportunities now, you think, after this win?
I hope so. You know, we absolutely want to be able to run all 24 this year. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the points or anything, but it would be awesome if we ended up somehow still being in the top 10. I know there's a lot of other part-time cars, and they don't usually go rounds. And now we have 5 rounds into the season, so we have some points accumulated. So it'd be interesting to see if we somehow landed in the top 10. We would just have to figure out how to be able to race in the countdown.
Great. Thank you very much, Alex. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.